Good afternoon. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance. Protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
The Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association is proud of the performances by Oklahoma FFA members at the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Oklahoma FFA members were standout performers in the National Chorus and Band, and Emily Kennedy of Edmond FFA is the 2016 National Speech Champion in the FFA Creed, while Garber's Tyler Snythman became the 10th Oklahoman named as the Star Farmer of America. FFA, transforming lives in a powerful way. To learn more about Oklahoma FFA, go to okffa.org.
Welcome back. It looks like cattle futures have bounced higher and lower throughout the day with very little widespread market direction developing across the complex. Losses at midday were limited by the lack of trade volume, but markets could actually bring about increased overall support to the complex. Corn prices lower in light trade today. December corn futures about a cent lower. The Dow Jones is 8 points lower. NASDAQ down by 4 points. In live cattle, light to moderate losses developed throughout the live cattle complex late today following mixed moves in beef values and the inability to bring aggressive price support to the cash market in the Fed Cattle Exchange. Nearby futures, though, held 5 to 40 cent losses, although trade volume remained light and sluggish throughout the day. Feeder cattle futures bounced back and forth throughout most of the morning, with traders looking for additional support by midday, while prices in most contracts dipped down to 40 to 70 cents lower. But overall, trade activity remained limited given the softness in beef values and sluggish moves in the cattle markets today. And grain futures were lower today with weather, Wall Street, and Washington keeping money on the sidelines, at least for a while. While grain traders mold temperature extremes from the U.S. to South America, investors wait for the release of the latest statement on monetary policy from the Federal Reserve. Corn prices, meanwhile, were a bit softer today, holding to a range of 2 cents as March futures battled to break free from the downtrend in place since October. Soybeans were lower as January futures battled to hold the 25-day moving average in the bottom of a December wedge on the charts. Wheat prices, though, were lower with bitter cold temperatures so far not getting much play. Another cold snap over the weekend will take readings below zero on the Central Plains north of I-70, but bare fields could get light protective snow ahead of the system. That's a look at all of your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.